After an inmate passes through two sets of electromechanical locked doors, they get their first check for contraband. Here's Major Daryl Fisher.
Once they come in here, then they'll do the initial pat down to make sure they don't have any weapons.
A more thorough check currently takes place in the next room in booking after a magistrate judge determines a bond. That was a change made in 2014 to improve the flow of the intake process and to keep arresting officers from getting bogged down. But Fisher says that hasn't proven to be as big of a concern. Here's Captain Tony Gould.
Now we're not seeing that, and we're also seeing, of course, as you know, the rise in the opioid issues and folks sneaking contraband into the jail. So we're going to put the searches back out here and taking the property out here.
Another upgrade planned for the intake process is the addition of a $130,000 piece of technology called a Smith's Detection B-Scan unit. It's an X-ray scanner used to detect concealed items like drugs on or inside a person's body. It'll go in a separate room that's considered part of the central booking area.
So the idea is do everything we can to try to prevent the inmate from having that contraband, that material, or whether it's a substance or an item, because that's going to harm somebody, whether it's one of us, another inmate, or themselves. It's going to be a bad result, I'm sure.
Currently, officers don't have the ability to detect whether an inmate is concealing drugs like a bag of pills. Lieutenant Jeffrey Luttrell says incidents of smuggling substances into the jail are frequent, sometimes occurring twice a week.
It just goes in phases, too. You know, we had 1 week where we had four inmates sent out. They got a hold of something in the tank, so, and that was back to back to back to back.
He adds, often an inmate will smuggle in several pills and share them with others. The sheriff's office says the improvements are expected to take 4 weeks. In the meantime, Sheriff Quentin Miller is also requesting the addition of four intake specialists and a detective for the purpose of reducing and investigating incidents of contraband, which is a felony offense. I'm Cass Harrington.